This bonus chapter is exclusively for GuruTrack members. Here, Scott Bolch reveals his ideas and prognostications on what web marketers and internet mavens can expect as part of the next big thing.
Well, I wish it was something that is easily identifiable and profound. It's going to be probably more obvious than most people think, at least as far as what I believe now. And let me contrast that before I tell you. Back in the day when I started doing pay-per-click marketing to CPA offers, it wasn't like that was a new technology. It wasn't like nobody'd ever done that. But nobody had ever done that in years. I mean, if you were looking at the world of CPA or cost per action marketing, it started and grew and got huge with spam, very honestly, and then eventually opt-in emails, where you would get these crazy offers, you know, submit your zip code and get a free coupon for Pizza Hut. But nobody had really taken paid advertising as far as pay-per-click marketing and drove it to CPA offers in any big way or created a course around it or said this is the next big thing. So like anything else, once it's done once, then everybody jumps in and does that. And that's no longer the big thing. The first time that, you know, we started to hear about quote-unquote Web 2.0, it was like, oh, that's the next big thing is Web 2.0. And it's never a line in the sand where you cross. And now, okay, now all of a sudden we're in Web 2.0 or Web 3.0 or, you know, there's all kinds of things now. Crowdsourcing where you have this big bubble or this mass of people that interact as a unit that's all enabled by social media. The thing is there's kind of a progression on a scale. So the next big thing won't be one single event. What the trend is, though, and this is pretty obvious, the trend is that the internet has made it possible for everybody to be equally as powerful as everybody else. And that comes in the form of how they disseminate information and the fact there's no filter. That's why you see newspapers dying. That's why you see, quote-unquote, traditional media really sucking it right now hard because nobody needs to be interviewed on NBC anymore. Now they just go online and they talk to people directly. There's no filter anymore. There's no governor that says, I pick you as the chosen one to be the deliverer of this expert information. You could make yourself out to be the expert. So the fact that people have an unlimited access to all these other people, that is the real game changer in my opinion. And the people that capitalize on that, that don't need traditional media outlets, that don't need permission or approval, that can go out there and pursue something directly, that's where all the power is. And when you do that correctly and you provide value to somebody and you actually know what you're talking about and you demonstrate that you provide value, somebody is better off for having seen your stuff, read your blog, for knowing you, for talking to you, for working with you, then you will succeed online. And what the internet does, it just becomes a great way to facilitate that. I mean, think about it. You can have your own television, radio station. You can have anything you want right now online when nobody has to give you permission. You can go set up an account at Ustream, and you can have a television show this afternoon. And then it just becomes a question of going out and providing enough value so that people follow you. In the old days of following you or paying attention to you because you advertised to them or because you were endorsed by some Oprah or, you know, news media outlet, none of that matters anymore. The only thing that matters is that you provide good content. So like GuruTrack, you provide good content. Guess what? You are the default Napoleon Hill in this niche. Just like Napoleon Hill brought all these wealthy people together and wrote Think and Grow Rich, the same thing's happening online today. And it doesn't even have to be the person that delivers the information doesn't have to necessarily be the expert. They can be the aggregator of the expert information so that they're the source of delivering all this great stuff. That is the next big thing, and that's not going to go away anytime soon. The technology we use to do that is going to get easier, more efficient, and the population of people that access that technology is going to get bigger.
Well, Scott, what a great opportunity to talk to you today, and this is the type of value we're trying to bring to folks. And I, you know, I've actually read several interviews that folks have done with you, and I don't think that this one has ever been out there yet. So we appreciate your time. And we'll look forward to following your interest from here on out.
Absolutely, Ski, anytime, and I appreciate the time you gave me today.
All right. Thanks again for joining us on GuruTrack. Feel free to tour the entire site as we continue to seek out real experts for behind-the-scenes access you won't find elsewhere. And if you have an expert, a leader, or guru you'd like to see featured here, go to our sneak peek page and nominate them for consideration. As our thanks, you'll automatically be entered in our Summer 2010 iPad giveaway and could be one of five lucky winners. Guru Track is a presentation of Rogers Sullivan Media. It's produced by Mark Rogers and Ski Sullivan with production assistance by Cameron Shea, Meredith Lee, and technical assistance from Avery Pierce. Our editor is Elaine Rogers. See you next time for Guru Track. I'm Ski Sullivan.